This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seth Everett, our national baseball insider, joining us now here on the Wendy's Big Show. Part of the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Seth, appreciate the time, man. As always, what do you take now? The Milwaukee Brewers just running away from the Chicago Cubs, 5.5 game lead in the NL Central.
Only 145 games.
There you go, Seth. Come on, all your stuff in perspective.
Gotta see more.
Seth. Come on, man.
No, I'm not an alarmist. It's fun. That's all I'm saying. It was fun to watch. I've enjoyed the game so far, and the team's playing well. I loved the chess match between Joe Maddon and Craig Counsell.
That was
funny. That was cute.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's just charming. I like the personality, and that's all. I'm not reading too much into it. You know, it's very funny because there was a great debate this morning about Hader yesterday.
Yeah.
Because you could say, oh, you know, he stepped it up. That's very good. But, you know, we know these guys, and this is not the time of Bruce Sutter and Raleigh Fingers and Goose Gossage and, you know, Lee Smith. This is a time of one-inning pitchers, and if he's the closer on this team, he can't be giving you 8 outs like that a lot. Not before a West Coast trip, and, you know, this is one of those things where I want to see them pace themselves. I didn't have a better option. I'm not criticizing Craig Counsell. All I'm going to say is, you know, that kind of stuff is alarming because you don't have the bullpen depth yet. You know, you don't have Jeffress back. You're not going to have Knebel. There's still Craig Kimbrel out there, and there's all of that, and if there's something that's a red flag, it's using guys. And if I'm to assume that Josh Hader only has X amount of bullets in the holster, mm-hmm. well, you used like 2 or 3 to get 8 outs yesterday.
Seth,
in a game in April.
Listening around, I was cued in when talking about Craig Kimbrel over the weekend. Is it true now, so Craig Kimbrel, there's a better likelihood possibly that teams are going to wait on him until maybe after the MLB draft, so then they don't have to give up the first-round pick that it would be, the compensation pick for him?
I've heard that, you know, that has been something that has been talked about, and this is why that system's going to change. I mean, we have addressed this. Like, this is one of the problems is that teams are valuing the draft pick. You know, in the entry draft for Major League Baseball, and you're talking to a person who, you know, some of my nightmares have been, I hosted that draft 7 years, and I will never get those drafts back. and the idea that you're talking about, you know, nobody's a sure thing. Everything is a crapshoot at that level. You're still talking about a player that's 3 or 4 days away. You're not signing one of the top 5 closers. And, you know, you read the same thing I saw. I've talked to people about this, you know, and I understood that to be an issue in the wintertime when we were talking about signing guys to big contracts. It is comical to me. There are at least 9 teams that really could use him, and he is still one of the top 5 closers in baseball. So this is not a Brewers thing. I'm not picking on David Stearns or Craig Counsell or the ownership group. That's not where this is going. No one in baseball has signed these guys, and when we see what they sign for, that's when I think you'll get irritated. Just like, for example, when Gio Gonzalez signed a minor league deal, and don't forget, April 20th is coming up. If Gio Gonzalez is not on the major league club, he can be a free agent. I'd sign Gio Gonzalez right now. You cannot have more depth. And nobody has ever said in baseball, in the history of baseball, no one in April has said, nah, we're good.
So, Seth, you talked a little bit about Hader. So what should Craig Counsell, what should he be doing right about now with Hader? You think he's using him too much, right?
No, I understand why he's using him. He's trying to win games.
Right.
These games count in the standings. Exactly. I understand. They're screwed. They need bullpen help.
So do you want to trade for Gio Gonzalez then, Seth? Because he just got killed at AAA the other day for the Yankees.
No. If he's a free agent, I'd sign him for the minimum.
Even if he's getting killed in AAA?
Find out what's wrong with him. Fix him. Guy made 30 starts the last 6 years.
Yeah, if we had Derek Johnson as pitching coach still, I'd be like, okay, fine, I get down with this. I just don't know about Chris Hook as pitching coach. He came up through the Brewers minor league system and all of that, and now you're seeing early on these three youngsters that have come along with Chris Hook up through the minor league system, and what's going on with them.
He also had no spring training.
The Gio didn't, right, correct.
Right. Yep. So all I'm saying is you know, he can be a free agent on the 20th. That's the clause in his contract. Keuchel is rumored to be talking about a lower offer. I'm not beating a dead horse. These guys are still free agents. They're still out there. And one of them, notice I didn't start talking about the starters. The relief pitcher is one of the top five relief pitchers in the game. And Corey Knebel's out for the year.
Mm-hmm. Go get him.
Go get him.
Talking with our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You got some fun.
Yeah, Seth, I want to get this thing back on track. Ryan Braun.
We're off track?
We're always off track if we're not mentioning Braun.
No, I haven't brought up Shazam yet. We're not off track.
I actually like Shazam. Hey, I really want to talk about
Aladdin,
Braun, because 1,000 runs to me is amazing. I mean, only two other Brewers, Robin Yount and Paul Molitor, have done it. When you're playing in a game, you're a true veteran. You don't get a chance to really reflect on things like this. I think that's an amazing accomplishment. But I know it's a segment of people going to get into all the alleged stuff he's done. But to me, if you're still playing and putting up numbers, I appreciate that.
Oh, I think that, you know, there's a reason he's still on the team. And I thought, I made the comment on this show probably 2 years ago. I said the minute you knew that the Brewers had turned the corner was when their success was not contingent on his success. And I just think now he is a veteran player who has had a great career. Is it a tarnished career? Sure. Back in the early days. Because, you know, the bottom line is a UPS guy did take a urine sample into his basement for whatever fecocta reason. And so the facts remain is that is a muddy story. It's an ugly story. And Braun has a tarnished career. It's going to affect Braun's ability to get in the Hall of Fame, all those things.
Oh, sure.
But that's not what he is now. Now he's a player. He's an active player. You know, I think when his career is over, fans will look back on him very positively.
Absolutely.
I do think all in all, because if you look at steroids...
But not a Hall of Famer.
No, I don't think so. But that doesn't mean he's not a great player. That might not mean, you know, that could be a jersey retirement.
No.
We just talked about that, and there's no chance.
I mean, agree
with you, Seth.
If you look at the numbers that are retired outside of Euchre, those are all Hall of Famers. I mean, there's just...
Oh, that's the bar?
Yeah. Just like the Packers Ring of Honor, same thing. Don Mattingly's have to be a Hall of Famer.
Don Mattingly's nowhere near the Hall of Fame. His jersey's retired.
Well, that's because the Yankees have lower standards. But, I mean, if you look at... Did you like that? I liked it. If you look at the Packers, the Ring of Honor, that's all Hall of Famers. Otherwise, Leroy should be up there in the Ring of Honor. But you have to be in the Hall of Fame in order to get into it.
Well, that's a separate debate. But
yeah,
I just think when you talk about his career, it's a great career. But as long as he's an active player, as long as he's a contributing player, I just look for his contributions. But the best thing you can say about the franchise is that in the dark days, they were waiting for him to explode.
Yep.
Now, anything you get out of him is gravy. Mm.
Seth, also, one final thing here. Just putting into context for the Milwaukee Brewers fans this week that I've been trying to get people to want to make sure that they stay up late for these games out west, not only to cheer on their Milwaukee Brewers against the Anaheim Angels, but to see how great Mike Trout is. There was a stat earlier today. His on-base percentage is .581 throughout this. So that means he gets on-base more times than he gets out. Just how good is Mike Trout? What are Brewers fans going to be treated to the next three nights when they see L.A. Angels of Anaheim?
Well, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm not staying up. MLB.com puts together these night little condensed games in the morning. I'll watch it in the morning. I just think that, you know, Trout is one of the great players, but one of the things about, you know, baseball versus, for example, basketball is when we talk about a great basketball player, he touches the ball virtually every time down the floor. When you talk about a great player in baseball, he's going to be up five times. Hopefully he does something great during one of those five times, but there's going to be a huge chunk of time where he's just standing around. So I just don't think, you know, West Coast games are very tough. I remember when my kids were born and I used to do night feedings. I used to stay up late and watch West Coast games. I've lived on the West Coast. I love West Coast teams. I love the Mariners. But the Angels have been in relative anonymity for, you know, almost more than a decade now. And even though they have this guy, I don't think people could pick him out of a lineup. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. He is a phenomenal player. And if the game was 4 hours earlier, I'd be watching it. But it's not. It's late. And, you know, people, I never tell fans they need to stay up. They're hardworking fans that they have to go to work in the next morning. Watch the highlights when you get to the office.
That's Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Appreciate it, brother. We'll talk to you next week, Monday.
You got it.
That's Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.